This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I saw this story. High gas prices force police to handle incidents over the phone. High gas prices force police to handle incidents over the phone. Officer, they're shooting at me. Well, listen. Try to find yourself a barricade. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's. What are you listening to? This is a crazy world of leftism, folks. They defund the police. Oh, and by the way, let's make gas prices so high, police departments can't even afford to get in these supercharged vehicles. Because police have these supercharged vehicles. I don't know if you've seen them. These, like, muscle cars. And by the way, any Tesla can outrun them. I'm wondering when they're going to force the police to go to electric cars, and when these police, the cars run out of juice. What happens? You're on your own. Oh, my goodness, man. Look, folks. I tell you all the time, I get up every morning trying to figure out what we're going to talk about, and I'm met with nothing but just crazed depravity of leftism, stuff that's so silly, you wouldn't even believe it to be happening. High gas prices force police to handle incidents over the phone? Is this a Babylon Bee article? No, it's real. Welcome, Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. You can find everything you want to know about me at that site. I mean, I want to say about us. And by the way, if you go there and you like what you see, please join the Backstage Club, because that's where we're going to be giving you a lot of insight to things that we do that you're never going to see anywhere else. Special broadcasts, special sessions, etc. It will be worth the price of admission, I promise you. And here's what I'm doing, to be honest with you. I want to know who the super supporters are, the people who are in this fight with me, who say, Kevin, I appreciate what you and your team get up and do each and every day. Because I can't do it. I don't have the time. You and your team inform, you entertain, you're thinking outside the box, and you know what? We're taking that first necessary step to get the sanity back into our lives. I'm not talking, Kevin, we want to bring sanity back to politics. I don't give a crap about politics. I want to bring sanity back to your life. This has nothing to do, this is not political for me or my team. The reason why we do the Unapologetically American Comedy Tour is because, one, we want you to have fun and laugh again. Two, it's about the First Amendment and you being able to speak and say whatever you want to say. Do you want to talk about LGBT issues, black issues, white issues, Asian issues, women issues, whatever? That's what we talk about. And we make fun of it in a fun way. I'm not going to let people take the joy out of my life. This is what we used to do in normal life. Comedians went out and saw an observation of a crackhead, you know, whose dad becomes president, and we make fun of that because I think it's pretty interesting. It used to be a time if you had a crackhead son, that pretty much disqualified you from being president. They were like, well, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But now crackheads can, their parents can become presidents. Who knows who's next? We've elected a dummy that was articulate and clean, according to Joe Biden. And look at what he did in 8 years. Now look at what this clown's done in less than two. That's what we make fun of. But the point is this. Our team is, we're like Babylon Bee to a point. We want to ridicule things. We want to bring things to your attention in such a way that you won't forget it. And you can apply that knowledge down the road. So I want the hardcore. I have a lady. She writes to me, I'm not going to say her name, but she sends me a note, Kevin, I can't get to the backstage yet, blah, blah, blah. And I sent her a note back and said, hey, it's still underway, but I promise you it's going to be worth it. So she goes, thank you for just doing what you do. I love these people. I communicate with them. Why? Because she's saying, I just appreciate what you do. I love those fans because they're like family. I don't think of this as friendship or whatever. We are one united conservative God-loving family, and I hope that you believe in the work that I do. Because let me tell you, if I leave it, and I'm not trying to make myself sound bigger than life, because I'm not. I'm no better than what you do. The only difference is you have your set of priorities and I decided to make this a priority years ago, 13 years ago, when I decided, you know what? We got to get in a fight. So I did it. But I don't blame you. You have other priorities. But you know what? I do love that you spend this time with me. And I hope that we earn it. I hope that you say, I'm going to spread the word. I know many of you do. You tell me all the time, Kevin, I listen to the show now. I told this many people. Great. It's the reason why I try to come on here every day, 5 days a week, 2 hours a day, and produce a show that you can be proud of. That you can say, man, you go listen to this dude, and you're going to be like, woohoo! That's why I do it. There are days where my voice is gone because I've been giving speeches. I've been on the road working with these political candidates, etc. And I have no voice. I'm tired. Man, do you know? Can you tell? No. Because I'm good. No, you can tell because my voice will get scratchy. But, you know, I still get up and do it because I love you. I love this country. And I'm not going to let you down. So anyway, thank those of you who have joined Backstage Club. It's like the guy that told me, Kevin, I'm on the Flick Fest. And he goes, I don't even care. I don't watch movies. I support you. Thank you. The guy looked at when we were redesigning, we have our app coming out. And he said to me, he goes, boy, you have a lot of people that are signed up for the Flick Fest. He goes, and they're not active. I go, you know what they are? They're supporters. They don't care. And I believe there are millions of you who say, you know what, Kevin, you can get my $5 or my whatever, because I love what you do. I love what you stand for. You speak for me. I feel like I have a voice. This wasn't meant to be a commercial, by the way. Just telling you guys what's on my heart and what's on my mind. So anyway, lots to talk about this hour. I'm going to be called. There's a representative. Her name is Bonnie Watson Coleman. She's a member of the Congressional Black Circus. Yes, she is one of the black circus clowns in Congress, and she wants SCOTUS expanded, and we're going to get into why she wants to do that. We're also going to talk about Kamala Harris again. I talked about her earlier because she says racism in real estate is pervasive. So check that out in the first hour. But she also said the Roe decision, the Dobbs decision, was slavery. She equated that decision to slavery for women or slavery for people in general, but specifically women, because people controlled your body. See, Kamala Harris didn't even have the nerve to tell you it was Democrats who were for the controlling of people's bodies. And she doesn't also want you to realize that Democrats are by virtue of their dissent with the SCOTUS is saying we don't care about the body that's forming in a woman's body, which are two separate beings. No, we don't recognize that. See, she's not fooling me. Anyway, we're going to delve into all this hour. Glad you're here. Keep it coming.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little
little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I mentioned earlier that Kamala Harris equated the overturning of Roe v. Wade is equivalent of slavery. And Steve Doocy, who, by the way, has turned out to be a pretty good reporter. Remember when I was at Fox, he was ridiculed. People, oh, he got there because of his dad. Steve Doocy's actually better than his dad. Anyway, that was off subject. But point is this. He asked Jean-Pierre a question, Catherine Jean-Pierre, about this. And I want you to just listen to the convoluted response that these bureaucrats give. Because he's asked specifically, do you believe that does the administration believe, as Kamala Harris does, your vice president, that overturning this decision is the equivalent of slavery? And here's what she says.
following up on something the vice president said today, does the president agree with her that the recent Supreme Court decision on abortion access is similar to slavery?
I have not seen her comments. I would like to see her comments for myself
her comment
before.
Was, we know in NAACP that our country has a history of claiming ownership over human bodies. And today, extremist so-called leaders are criminalizing doctors and punishing women from making health care decisions for themselves.
Well, she is correct. Today's decisions are criminalizing doctors and essentially taking the rights away from women, taking the freedom away from women, taking away people's privacy. That does matter, and that is important.
So the president agrees.
For me, I appreciate you reading out what she said. I need to actually see exactly what was said and in what complete context. That's what I need to do as a spokesperson for the administration. But I will say that second part of what you just said, the vice president is actually right. I just laid out what women are going through in this country because of an extreme decision that SCOTUS made. Because of what they did, it is going to upend and change the lives of women across the country. And we have to be mindful about contraception. We have to be mindful about marriage equality because they have made it really clear. Extreme Republicans, ultra MAGA Republicans have made it clear that that is what they're going after next. So that does matter.
Notice she never really responded that it is the equivalent of slavery. But she says, it is an extreme decision of SCOTUS. So, again, they have zero, they don't have a care in the world about the Supreme Court of the land looking at this and making a decision about it and saying this is it. Now, folks, as I said before, this isn't Dred Scott. This is valuing life versus devaluing life. And the Democrats don't see it that way. I want you to understand how backwards these people think. And they use, look, I'm going to tell you this. If you want not to fight the battle of pro-life versus pro-choice, it's an easy thing to do. All you got to do is call them racist. Say, well, look, I understand your racist view on your pro-choice racist view. I get it. You enjoy killing black babies. I understand. What are you talking about? Well, because the abortion kills more blacks than it kills anybody else. I can only believe that you enjoy watching more black babies die than you do anybody else. And here's my evidence. You watch black people get killed every day outside of the womb, and you do nothing. So you don't care whether it's in the womb or out of the womb. As long as black people are being killed, you care. But don't let old Holloway go missing. And then it's all bets are off. Let's go find her. Woo, she's missing. White girl gone. White girl gone.
America could be a much more troubling place without the organization White Girls Gone. Who else will stand up for black and Latino men? As white women exclaim,
he didn't have a father!
Or,
he just wants a job so he can feed his family back in Guatemala!
The importance of my organization, White Girl Gone, cannot be overstated as we find missing white women so they can advocate for emptying the prisons of criminals and other such needed services. How can you help? Donate to help us find Courtney, Chelsea, Phoebe, Buffy, Jane, Sean, Brittany, Jody, Kelly, Catherine, Nicole, Susie, Missy, Penelope. Missing white girls are a crisis and the biggest existential threat to mankind. Not affiliated with Alabaster, Ivory Soap, Beluga Whales, Polar Bears, Cottage Cheese, Baby Seals, Snow, or Cocaine, unless you got some. No white girls were harmed in the making of this ad. From the Kevin Jackson Network, with offices in Scandinavia, parts of the UK, Russia, and Canada. Not affiliated
slavery,
with...
Slavery, I tell you, slavery! That's what this thing is equivalent to, that these women are going through now that Dobbs' decision has been made. And abortion is no longer legal. The killing of black babies is no longer legal. It's a national... What do we call it? Was it a benefit? Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to... So she was asked a simple question, couldn't give an answer, says that it is, she didn't say it was equivalent to slavery, but she goes, well, criminalizing doctors, taking freedom away from women,
We need, and then she says, I need to see what they said in context. But the second part is right. It's criminalizing doctors. No, it's not. That's one form of gynecological activity. Doctors can do all kinds of other things. Says, what women are going through because of an extreme decision of SCOTUS, upending and changing the lives of women, these ultra-mega Republicans. How dare you, people? That's right, you people. You ultra-magas. I happen to be an ultra-maga. Are you an ultra-maga? Let me let you hear what other people say about this abortion issue. This is Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, and she's a member of the Congressional Black Circus. She's a circus clown. And she's discussing SCOTUS, and she calls them, I think, rogues and robes, but here she is discussing SCOTUS.
A month ago, five reactionaries in robes, decided that we don't have constitutional right to an abortion. In so doing, they showed us that they're willing to eliminate our freedom to make a decision about our own bodies. And the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health decision opposes the will of five unelected religious extremists upon nearly 330 million people. I want to share a little story with you, because when we think of this whole issue of abortion, we have a tendency to think of the young child that gets raped. Praise God that he will protect her and help her to overcome her trauma. A young woman going through her reproductive years. But I had a conversation with someone I worked with very closely for the last 7 years, who told me at the age of 62, she was still having a period and was still sexually active with grandchildren. And she said, what if I got pregnant? There's no way at 62 I would have been in a position to really be a healthy mommy to a new baby. And so not only is this impacting the decisions of young women and the protection of young girls and others who've been assaulted and raped, but it also impacts the decision of fully adult women who have this story to tell.
As with all things left, they're protecting everybody. This isn't selfishly motivated. This is not the way that the Republicans are doing it, protecting babies. This is about protecting all women of all ages.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hunter Biden's lawyers insist he's divested from a 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company, but refuse details of the sale. Chinese business records still list Hunter Biden as an owner of the Chinese investment firm BHR Partners. The CDC has announced drug overdose deaths surged by 30% during the first year of the pandemic, with Black and Native American communities being hit the hardest. Fentanyl has accelerated the crisis, and since President Biden's open border policy, the abundance of fentanyl in America has seen the black market price drop dramatically. Dr. Edward Chapman, a physician in Washington, D.C., tells PBS ODs continue to climb in his area.
And then we saw another 4 or 5% increase between 20 and 21. So our overall increase since 2019 has been about 50%.
USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence and his former boss President Trump will hold dueling rallies in Arizona on Friday as they stump for rival candidates. Once again, they will cross paths and deliver speeches on the same day in Washington. An elections director in Washington State's King County says her office is asking the sheriff's office to investigate people who put signs near ballot boxes warning that they were under surveillance. Summertime brings the usual suspects to the forefront.
Dangerous temperatures are being felt from California to Massachusetts, with more than 120 million Americans under excessive heat warnings or advisories. The National Weather Service said that more than 60 new record highs will be set across 20 states by the end of the week. As of Tuesday, 85 large fires were burning more than 3 million acres in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
According to Kamala Harris and other leftist women, apparently overturning Roe is the equivalent of bringing back slavery for women. Can you imagine what black women who've gone through slavery are, as the old saying goes, they're rolling over in their graves. These are women forcibly brought to live in a whole new land. They are at the mercy of Democrat slave owners who can do whatever they want to them, who raped these women, beat them, killed them, took away their children. And as I said in one of my speeches about abortion, black women used to fight for the right to keep their babies with them. And now we gladly, black women gladly go to Planned Parenthood and have their babies ripped from their bodies. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. This is where you can find out more about me and the team. Hyperbole beyond belief when these women, this is slavery for women. All women, right? Slavery for all women. Well, if it is, they certainly picked the right thing to enslave, because there's three times the number of black women being enslaved than white women. That's how many, 41% of abortions being done by black women. If Republicans had that distinction, you can bet Democrats would tell you how racist it is. But no, when you're part of the eugenicist movement and you want to get rid of black folks, now, well, let's just keep it on the down low. Let's just tell people it's about a woman's right to choose. And you should hear these people. I played a clip from this congressional black circus clowns, the way I refer to them, Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman. And I want to just play this clip where she talks about what Republicans represent in this whole thing. This is the way they describe us to the world, because we dare want to protect babies. Now, these are people who like pedophiles, who will release convicted murderers from prison, who will let convicted murderers and rapists who happen to be illegals into the general population, all because they want to make their philosophical point. Anyway, here she is.
What they did with Roe v. Wade, it only scratches the surface of all the damage that this court has done to our country just recently. I mean recently, this term. In just 1 month, it declared gun violence prevention legislation unconstitutional, rolled back Miranda rights, and weakened the separation of church and state. The legal reasoning in the Dobbs decision, which cites a 17th century jurist who believed in witchcraft, challenges our very right to privacy, and in doing so, it threatens other freedoms that are protected by that right. They will come for our right for contraception. They will come for our right to love who we love.
Yes.
They will come for marriage equality.
Yes.
They may not come for interracial marriage for the obvious reason. But we know that Clarence Thomas is chomping at the bit to get at our rights. What they did with Roe v. Wade, it only scratches the surface of all the damage that this court has done to our country just recently. I mean recently, this term. In just 1 month, it declared gun violence prevention legislation unconstitutional, rolled back Miranda rights, and weakened the separation of church and state. The legal reasoning in the Dobbs decision, which cites a 17th century jurist who believed in witchcraft, challenges our very right to privacy, and in doing so, it threatens other freedoms that are protected by that right. They will come for our right for contraception. They will come for our right to love who we love.
Yes.
They will come for marriage equality.
Yes.
They may not come for interracial marriage for the obvious reason. But we know that Clarence Thomas is chomping at the bit to get at our rights.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I love this discussion because they have nothing to stand on. They say, this only scratches the surface. How dare this Supreme... Think about, she's saying Roe v. Wade only scratches the surface. Look at what else they did. Gun violence prevention legislation. So, while violence rages in cities all across America every single day, twice on Sunday, on the weekends, it's even worse, right? Because they got people with nothing but free time. These people blame what? Guns. They don't blame the people. They don't blame the policies and the situations that got them there. Why? You know. It's Democrats' fault. That's the problem. So gun violence prevention legislation is what she says is the issue. Now, we all know from a sane point of view that the gun has nothing to do with it. And in fact, if it did, more people would be dying. I'm not going to get into a gun control discussion. Kevin, there's 800 million guns and there's only 300 million people. Everybody got guns and why aren't people dying? Yeah, that's the easy way to go. I don't need to go into the number of guns versus the amount of gun violence and the people who have the guns being people who've gotten illegal firearms and using those firearms. And because let me tell you what else. I don't care who has a gun in this country. It can be criminals. It can be law-abiding citizens. Everybody should have a gun. Because let me tell you what would happen with the criminals. The criminals would stop being criminals if they knew that everybody that they were coming in contact with had a gun, knew how to use it, etc. You would watch the criminals go, well, it don't matter to have a gun. You better be much more crafty in figuring out your crime. And I'll tell you what else would happen. The crime level would drop so precipitously that the left wouldn't even know how to act. They'd be out of business. Give them all guns. Legal, illegal. Let me tell you why I have no problem with black folks having illegal guns in the hood. Because if everybody's got one and you don't, you're a dead black dude that didn't have a gun. You're the stupid guy. I don't care. If I couldn't have a gun in the city, I'd have one. See, I can relate. I can put myself in a situation that says, what am I going to do to protect me and my family? I'll do whatever it takes. I'd rather go to prison than go to the morgue. So there you go. But anyway, going back to this gun violence, she says, then she says, they rolled back Miranda rights as if people lost their rights. They rolled back the right for the cops to have to tell you you have the right to remain silent. Let me tell you something. If you're too stupid to understand that you're talking When the cops pull up on you and they go, "What you did, blah, blah," and you start talking, if you're too stupid, you deserve what you get. If you say, "Well, man, I didn't mean to rob the grocery store." "Oh, well, you didn't properly Mirandize him when he admitted to robbing the store." What's that got to do with anything? You have the right to remain silent? I got to tell you that? So that's just stupid. Then I love this one. Weakened separation of church and state. Now, I'm going to tell you something. That is the biggest political misinformation next to maybe the three-fifths compromise. Church and state are related, period. You shouldn't legislate with it, but you should be guided by it. Now, let's ask ourselves what happens if you're guided by a higher power, something where you say, "I need to put the good of the people above myself." That's called government, good government. That's called constitutional republic versus Marxism, communism, socialism. Oh, I know, all those promise to put the people above the elites, but they never fulfill it. The only thing that's come close to it is what we practice, which is a constitutional republic. So bring me church and state. I don't want a theocracy. I don't want to live like Muslims where, you know, the mullahs are in charge of us, the Khomeinis. No, I want to live where I believe people are guided by principle higher than self, higher than ego. And then challenges rights to privacy and threatens other freedoms. What are they going to do next? They're going to come after contraception? I have never heard anybody say, "I don't want a woman to have a birth control pill. I don't want guys to use condoms. I don't want women to get IUDs or whatever else." They have completely revolutionized how to keep people from having babies. And the one thing they never focus on the left, abstinence. Love of self to the point where you will have sex with people that a person that you believe is worthy of that, generally through marriage. I'm not going to be a prude, but however you define it. But it's not just contraception. Next, they got to move it to something else. They got to up the ante. We should be able to love who we love. Marriage equality. Let me ask you, have you heard any conservative going, "I don't care what people want to do. You got two girls, two guys, three girls, three guys, four guys and a girl. I don't really care. I don't even care if you're one of these, you know, Mormon people that want to marry 15 people. I don't care." But no, we're the ones who don't want marriage. No, what we say is marriage is between one man and one woman. Pretty simple. But we're the pariahs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented
hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call. It will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The current court is a threat, not just to our country and not just to our democracy, but to our planet. Because last month, Climate change, which is the single greatest existential threat to our planet, the court crippled the administration's ability to mitigate, to address, to think forwardly, and to remediate. You know, this far-right extremists on the courts, they've made these decisions to act against the will of the human race, not to mention the American people. And while the court's growing legitimacy crisis is more visible now more than ever, the conservative legal movement was eroding our rights long before Dobbs. In 2010, the court ruled that wealthy donors and corporations have more say in our elections than the rest of us. In 2013, it gutted the Voting Rights Act. In 2018, it put forth and upheld Trump's xenophobic Muslim ban. The court was dismantling our democracy before they overturned Roe v. Wade, and if they have their way, they're going to continue. Some might think what we're proposing is extreme. I think that it is reasonable, reflective, and responsive, because the moment that we're in right now is extreme. It is extremely dangerous to our democracy and to our privacy and to our rights. So we must use every single solitary tool that we can imagine to do something about this. And expanding the court is one of those.
That, folks, was Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, member of the Congressional Black Circus. I call them Congressional Black Circus Clowns. And she wants you to understand that the current court is a threat. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. You can give us a call there, reach us there. As everybody can verify, we contact you. She says the current court is not just a threat to America, folks. It is a threat to the planet, because they crippled the administration's ability to address global climate change and take your money from you. She hit all the buttons, man, the what they call them, dog whistles, things you can't hear. But she hit them all in her speech. This court upset the agenda of the American public. They can't. I mean, think about it. The people at Planned Parenthood can no longer buy their Ferraris and live in gated communities because they can't sell black baby parts. And now they've gutted. They've gutted this climate bill that let these people make money for doing what? Nothing. To charge you to breathe. Cripple the administration's ability to get that money from you. I get it, boy. I see why she's mad. And then she talked about this, the growing legitimacy crisis, meaning it's not that the Supreme Court isn't legit, but the crisis is growing with every decision they make. And who should know better than this congressional black circus clown named Bonnie Watson Coleman? Because she's a learned individual. She understands all this stuff. Yeah, she's much more learned than these justices who have spent their lives adjudicating right versus wrong. She knows she's right. Why? Because she gets paid and the elites have told her what to say. And like a little black lap dog, she does what they tell them. Oh, Kevin went racial on you. He did. He went all racial. It's the equivalent of slavery, the overturning of Roe. And oh, by the way, all these other things are robbing you of your ability for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. You just don't know it. And oh, by the way, while you're pursuing life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we're going to make you miserable because we're going to be divisive. We're going to tell you all these silly ways that you've been crippled. Women, you're slaves now. You've been brought back into slavery. I wonder what Sojourner Truth would think of women today versus the women that she fought to get out of slavery. I wonder what she would think about Bonnie Watson Coleman's words. Something tells me she would disagree. Here's the last part of this quote where she determines, what do we need to do to this SCOTUS to show them that we mean business? And I'm going to tell you, if I were SCOTUS, I'd have security in front of my house. I'd have security with my car. I wouldn't park my car where they could put a bomb. I wouldn't do anything. And certainly don't go to any congressional baseball games. Don't get invited to that, because that's a license to kill. That's the shooting zone, what they call it, the killing zone. Just ask Elise. Ask Elise what you think these people are willing to do.
Holding justices accountable for voting on cases that they had no business voting on, figuring that out is another. Holding justices accountable who lied during questioning before the Senate, that is another thing that we need to look at. This is the time when all good women and men must come to the aid of this country. And in so doing, we must preserve democracy, preserve our planet, and we must employ every single solitary tool that would be at our disposal. We, the people, are who this government is all about. And when we, the people, collectively, consistently, persistently demonstrate, vote, act, talk, call, write, text, bug, then we, the people, will make changes happen for the people.
The people. This is what we're going to do if they got things with the people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to We Are the People. We are the people who are representative of the government, representative of America that people espouse to be. Not them, not these clowns. These clowns should be living in deep, dark Africa, or they should be living in China, or they should be living in Venezuela. They say nothing that mimics anything close to what the overwhelming majority of Americans believe. And the reason why I know this, folks, is because of the polls. The polls tell us every single day, even when they're faking the polls, they can't give you enough of the Democrats. I'm going to say it this way: never have a plurality in their thought process. Never. Don't ever believe a poll that shows something that Democrats believe this and this. It's not. It'll never have a plurality. What you believe will always have a plurality. It stands the test of time. It's what I said at the beginning of this program, hour one, and what I said in hour two. Hour one, I said, leftists will try to exhaust you. They will try to make you believe that fat meat ain't greasy and cobras make good house pets. That's what they do. They lie to you. They lie to your face. They lie, and then they will try to cover the lie right in their face. And even though you can see not only the lie, but the lie cover-up, they act as if you are the one who needs to be put in an insane asylum. Holding justices accountable. People that think like us, let me tell you, we don't have conservative justices in the Supreme Court. We have justices who are looking for the truth. That's the way it used to be. It isn't about Republican or Democrat. It is what is best for this country that satisfies that document that we hold near and dear. Two documents, actually. The Constitution, which is governed by our Bible. That's it. That's how those great men were able to put this country together, make sure that the sewn fabric will never fray. Little did they know, Democrats put a buzzsaw to the stitches. They want to watch this country fail, and they enjoy it. No businesses voting on cases. That's what this woman said about the Supreme Court. What does she think their job is? They have no business voting on things that they know nothing about. People, look, I'm not going to give a Supreme Court justice any more value as a human being than anybody else, but I'll tell you this. If you can rise to that level, and me knowing Clarence Thomas the way I do, Justice Thomas, and the intellect he brings to every decision, is he an expert in IT? No. Is he an expert in fixing your car? No. Is he an expert in figuring out what is the motivation of what you're trying to do versus somebody else and ascertaining who's right and who's wrong? You doggone right he is. She has, in effect, said, I don't care about the courts. As long if those courts aren't satisfying what my personal needs are, to heck with them. Has the court made a decision that you didn't like? Probably. I know Chief Justice Roberts made a decision on Obamacare that many of us didn't like. And we've disagreed with it. And we've done our part to try to change it or amend it or whatever. But I didn't want to kill him. I don't believe that he'd get it wrong. I certainly believe he did. If he had had the best interest of this country in mind, he would have said, no government can force any citizen to buy something that they don't want to buy. That's what he should have said. He says, she said, people lied during questioning before the Senate. Really? Hey, God, what about Hillary Clinton, Comey, Strzok, Lisa Page, Andy McCabe, and I could go on? What about their lies? preserve democracy. We don't live in a democracy, lady. We live in a constitutional republic. Preserve our planet. We do it better than they. Use every tool at their disposal, she says. She left out a few things. They will use guns and knives, and they will use intimidation. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.